Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. I am so excited to be back with you on this week for our Women's Online Bible Study. On last week, I had to prepare for a message, so I just wanted to spend that time so I can give the women all that God had for them at the conference on this past weekend. But during the process of me studying for that women's conference, God has given me a word to share with you that's on the same line of what he gave me to speak at their women's conference. And so we have a lot to cover, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to open up with prayer. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you're doing. Lord, I pray that they don't hear me, but they hear you. Lord, I pray, God, you said faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, Lord, I bind up the enemy and his voice and all the negative things that he would say, God, so that they can hear you clearly for direction. So, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all of the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, ladies, remember all of your notes. They will be on there for you tonight. So definitely look at your notes and listen to the lesson at the same time. And then sometimes, you know, afterwards, go back and learn those scriptures for yourself so that you'll know more about the Word of God. But we're going to start out of Matthew chapter 7 and go down to verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21. It reads, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven." I want you to underline that. Not everyone who says to me, who's talking? Jesus is talking. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does what? The will of my Father who is in heaven." I want you to underline that. But only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. He says, "Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" And look what Jesus will say to them. He says, "Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." It's interesting that Jesus will tell them that not everyone who calls him Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because he said, "You are not doing the will of my Father who is in heaven." He said, you know, "You prophesied in my name. You cast out demons," what, "in my name. You perform miracles in my name." So could it be possible that we are going to church every Sunday, that we are praying to God about things, but after all is said and done, we're still not doing his will? So we go to church like it's perfect attendance, and we pray and ask God, "Show me what you want me to do." And then when he begins to tell you, he says, "You still don't do it. You still don't do my will. You still don't do what you're praying to me about. You're still coming to church every Sunday. You're in the choir stand. You know, you're on the usher board. You're serving me, but you're not listening to me." Because if you was listening to me, then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We walk by what? Faith, and not by what? Sight. Okay, so Luke gives an account to the same story, but he gives a little twist to it. So I definitely want to go to Luke chapter 6, and we are going to start at verse 46. Remember, in Matthew, I said underline, not everyone. And then I ask you to underline only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So Luke chapter 6, verse 46 says, he says, "Why," this is Jesus talking, he says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" That's interesting. He says, "You keep calling on me, but yet you won't do what I say." I want you to underline what I say. Who is I? Jesus. You're not doing what Jesus said for you to do. You're not doing what the Lord said. said for you to do. In verse 47, he says, "For as for everyone who comes to me and hears what my words and put them into practice, I will show you what they are like." So he says, if you come to me, if you hear my words, and if you put them into practice, I'm going to show you what you like. You are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the storms came, that house, but could not shake it because it was what? Well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without what? A foundation. The storms come and that house collapsed. Its destruction was complete. So he says to us, why do we keep calling on him if we're not going to deal with what he said? So we're going to talk tonight about hashtag people say. So I want you to underline verse 46, and do not do what I say. And then in verse 47, I want you to underline, as for everyone who comes to who? Me. Jesus says, come to me. I want you to underline that. And then I want you to underline, here's whose words? My words. And puts them into practice. Put what into practice? His words into practice. So oftentimes what I am finding out is that when women come to me and they want to know, Tanya, I don't know where to get started. I don't know what to do. In the process of that conversation, I realize that they don't really have clarity on what it is that God has called them to do, and not just what he's called them to do, but who are they in Christ. And so I would always tell them, I say, go to God. Go to God. Only he can tell you who he has called you to be. I can't tell you that because I don't know what gifts he has placed in you. I don't know what you have gone through. I don't know how he has perfected that gift. I don't know anything. All I know is if you go to him, he will tell you. And so I find that a lot of women still say to me, Tanya, but I still don't know where to get started. And I say to them, if you came to me looking for something magical, I'm sorry, I don't have it for you. It's very simple. Go to him. What happens a lot of times as women, we call on the name of Jesus in prayer for all of 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then what we do is we take what we think we heard or the little bit that we heard, because I've learned that prayer is majority listening as opposed to majority talking. And so what we end up doing is we come out of prayer, and we automatically go to Facebook. We automatically go to social media. We go to Google. We find a quote or a catchphrase or something else, and then we post what we thought we heard God say. But your intention is only to get likes or comments. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes, or if not most of the time, you're going to have to stay there. And what I mean by stay there, you're going to have to continuously go to God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So we understand then that we have to continuously go to him. And when I say go to him, I'm also seeing a lot of women going to other people asking them, who are they called to be? And also I see women and I hear women telling people who they think they're called to be. Everybody's not called to write a book, and everybody's not called to tell their story, and everybody's not called to be a life coach, and everybody's not called to open up a business, and everybody's not called to be, because what we do, we glamorize certain gifts. But what if what God has for you does not fall under any one of those gifts or categories? See,
You cannot follow the crowd and do what people say if you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So number one, we're going to write down, coming out of verse 47, he says, come to me. That eliminates, he's very specific. He's not sugarcoating it. Jesus said, come to me. Don't go to other people. Don't go asking other people who you are. See, a lot of times what we do, we go to other people who we think might be walking in the will of God. And so from our perception, it looked like they had the answers. But can I just tell you, they don't. I don't. But guess who do? The Lord does. So he says, if you want to know anything about who I created you to be, you want to know anything about your marriage, you want to know anything about your children, you want to know anything, he says, do what? Come to me. Not just one day. You keep asking, you keep seeking, and you keep knocking. You continuously go to him until you have clarity. So number one, he says what? Come to me. Don't go to anybody else. He says, if you want to know something, I'm the one who created you. We learned in the first lesson that we are created in his likeness and in his image. You're not created in the image of people say. See, because if you step out on what people say, you're going to walk out there, but they ain't going to be able to keep you. I told the women and shared with the women on Saturday how you know you are truly walking in purpose is when people say, now people are going to say something, but it's not going to be, girl, you can do it. Girl, you know God got you. It ain't going to be a lot of that. This is what people are really going to say when you're walking in your true purpose and your true calling. They're going to say, girl, how you going to do that? You ain't got no money. Girl, how you going to do that? I knew you from back in the day. Girl, they're going to be negative. How do we know this? Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. We already said what faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So before we go to Genesis chapter 3, I want you to write down the second point when he said in Luke, hear whose word? My word. Hear my word. Not the words of other people. He says, hear my word. So oftentimes we get so caught up in listening to everybody else's words and what they say and what they think and how they feel about what you're doing. But God never has a conference call when he called you. He don't chime in other people. Okay? So number one, he says what? Come to me. Number two, he says, hear my word. Hear my word, okay? So Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, he's talking about the serpent, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Now, do you see what I'm saying? You have to understand that as you are seeking God for his will for your life, for your marriage, for your children, for your business, for your career, for your family, you have to understand that the enemy is going to come quickly and see and question what you believe you heard God say. The enemy will use people to come to you and question, did God really tell you that you were called? Did God really tell you that your marriage is going to work? Did God really tell you that your children were going to be saved? Did God really tell you? And in that moment, listen to what she said. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." So the serpent says, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So this is what God just said to me as I'm teaching you. He says you have to quit talking and having conversations with the devil. The Bible declares if resist the devil and he will flee. So we have to plead the blood of Jesus or resist the devil. We can't have a conversation with what people say. We don't have to try to convince them of who God has called us to be. Right? We have to show our faith by our what? Our works. Correct? All right. So I want you to write down the third point. The third point, he says, put them into practice. Put what into practice? Put his words into practice. I love that because practice means I'm working on it. Practice means that I'm not perfect, but I'm practicing. That I don't have to be perfect to step out on faith. All I need to do is practice what I heard him say. And tomorrow when I get up, I practice it again. And on the next day, I get up and I practice it again, right? Because you can't be like this. You can't practice it one day and then the next day don't do anything. You can't practice it one day and the next month you're talking about he says something different. God is, sweetheart, God does not change his mind like that. That means confusion has set in. That means that you've either been hashtagging what people say, you've been listening to what people say, you have listened to all the negative things that people say, the negative things that you have placed, that the enemy has placed in your spirit, you're listening to those things. So you have to be mindful to allow in your ears. Because you can't listen to everything and do what God says. I told somebody, I'm kind of like a pit bull when it comes to doing what I do and doing the ministry. I'm going to share something with you on Saturday. As I'm sitting there, I'm going through in my mind, oh, God, is this the right message? Because they're talking about something a little different than what you gave me. So I begin to question, God, is this what you really want me to preach? Is this what you really want me to say? But you know what? I had to guard myself and say, Sonya, this is the word God gave you. Regardless of what it looks like, somebody needs this word. He knows what they need before they need it. So I couldn't go by what it looked like. I could only go by what I heard him say. And can I just share with you that the women were, God had blessed those women, that every woman in that room came to the altar. But what if I had got up there and went by what people said, what they said prior to me getting up there? Then guess what? I would not have been doing the will of God. Let me share something with you. Doing the will of God is not easy. Doing the will of God is lonely. Doing the will of God is isolation. Doing the will of God is fire. Doing the will of God will make you feel like you're in a room full of people and you're still by yourself.
That's what doing the will of God is. The closer Jesus got to his destiny, the more the disciples fell off. By the time, right before they took him to the cross, he was in the garden alone. He says, could you not sit with me for 1 hour? Because that's how it really is. I always tell people how you know you're really walking in purpose. You don't have a whole clique and crew and group of people. If you still got your whole clique and you still got your whole crew and your numbers ain't dropping and on social media and they fluctuating, it ain't none of that happening. You might need to ask yourself, are you walking in the will of God? See, because I've learned that with purpose comes maturity. And that in that process of maturing, you learn that nobody's going to throw you a parade. And everybody's not going to be for you. And everybody's not going to be with you. They might smile and pretend that they're going to be, but when it comes right down to it, you're going to find yourself having to walk that thing alone. You got to be willing to go through what you have to go through in order to do the will of God for your life. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's a frightening scripture because he cannot lie. He cannot lie. Because whatever the Lord says, it is so. And Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. And then in Luke, he says, you call on me, but you don't even do what I say. So you have to make a decision. You either will be hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. It's time out for us continuously seeking the Lord and not doing anything. It's time out for being busy and not productive. I don't care what you see on social media. I go through to preach the gospel. I go through. I get criticized. I get talked about. People say all kind of crazy things to me. I don't care how many dresses I post on Facebook. What does that mean? I'm just trying to build a business. But I go through. I have gone through. Don't let anybody compare your gift to theirs. Don't let anybody tell you who they think you are in Christ. Number one, come to me. Number two, he says, hear my words. Number three, he says what? Put them into practice. If you don't get out there to practice, see, people are more interested in performing than they are practicing. And if you're more interested in performing and so people can see you and you're more concerned about your image, not being in his image and in his likeness, but if you're so busy trying to impress people performing, you're going to miss God. It's time out for performances. See, when I was in high school, we had to practice before we performed. And we practiced and we practiced and we practiced until we perfected it. You got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. If he told you to go back to school, you got to keep going. If he told you your marriage was going to work and that it was blessed, you got to keep working at it. stop, because it gets rough and it gets hard. Because guess what? That's part of it. It's all part of the process. But you got to be willing to go through the process in order to become. I told someone yesterday, I said, there was no way that I could do this brunch and not go through. But I don't have to post that I'm going through. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that's how you got to stand. When he says when the storms come, if you come to him first and if you hear his words and if you put it into practice, he said when the storms come, you will still be standing. Because you built a foundation on the rock. On who's the rock? Jesus Christ. But if you build backwards and want the house without a foundation, you want the blessings without going through the process, you like the idea of marriage, but you're not praying on how to be a wife. That's backwards. God is more interested in training you and developing you as a wife than he was your ceremony. So you have to understand that if we're going to stand through the test and through the storm, we have to do it in the order in which he said, number one, come to me. Number two, hear my words. Number three, put it into practice. Number one, come to me. Number two, hear my words. Number three, put it into practice. But most of the time, be careful that you aren't practicing something that you haven't heard God say. Because that's what the Bible calls zeal, but not according to knowledge. Zeal, but not according to knowledge. There is this scripture I am actually looking for. And it's interesting because they're talking about their faith. And I am going to find it for you because I believe. Here we go. James, and I'll put this in your notes as well, James chapter 2, starting at verse 14. James chapter 2, starting at verse 14. It says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Right? And then it goes on down in verse 18. It says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds. Right? So you don't always have to go and tell people what God is calling you to do. Let them see your faith by your works. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So it's not enough just to go to him. It's not enough just to hear him, but you have to put it into practice. There is a scripture we're going to close out with, and it's Hebrews 6:1. It says, therefore, leaving the elementary principles, the foundation, the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3. It says, not laying again the foundation from dead works. So he says, it's time to leave the elementary principles. It's time to grow up. It's time to build. It's time to mature in the things of God so that you can become the woman that he has already designed and predestined for you to be. Our time is up, oh my God, but I am just so excited for you. I'm praying for you. I love you, and may God continue to bless you. Have a good evening.